how spent I am. How I despise myself. It's only a drunk like Pasha who can still respect me. I hear my own voice and I hate it. I look at my own hands, my clothes, my feet even, and I seem to know them too well. It's just a year ago. I was healthy and strong. I was cheerful. I worked. I could make sentences. When I talked, strong men wept and even idiots were inspired. When I saw unhappiness, I cried. When I saw evil, I raged. The inspiration was there. I sat alone every night at my desk. I felt the poetry of the evening. From the sun's going down to the sun's rising, I worked through the night in the quiet. And I dreamed. I looked into the future like a child looking into its mother's eyes. But now, I search for faith. I spend days and nights in idleness, in doing nothingness, my mind, my body in permanent revolt. I look out of the window. My estate is in ruins, and my forests are under the axe. It needs me. The land needs me, and I have no hope, no expectation. My sense of tomorrow is gone. I swore to love Anna forever. Eternal love. That's what I promised. I opened her eyes. I offered her a future of which she had never even dreamed. Yet these last 5 years I've watched her fading, growing weaker every day, sapped by the struggle, but never once turning to me, never uttering a single word of reproach. And how have I rewarded her? By ceasing to love her. Why? To what end? Somebody explain. My own wife is dying. Her days are numbered, and all I can do is run from her awful pleading eyes, from her face, from her cough. The shame of it. And this child, Sasha, touched by my unhappiness, she declares her love to this ludicrous old man, and he is charmed as if by music. He shudders back into life and stands there, shaking, spellbound, crying out, a new life, happiness, and wakes the next day like a cheap drunk in a brothel. What is it? Why am I heading for the cliff? Why am I drawn to it? What's happened to my strength? A gun goes off, a servant drops a dish, my wife says the wrong thing, and suddenly my nerves are tattered and my temper screams out. Do it! Do it, Nikolai! Put a bullet in your brain!